The UK is failing to help heavily addicted smokers give up. That's according to a report from the Royal College of Physicians. They say for the millions who are unlikely to give up, it would be better to provide smokers with a safer source of nicotine than cigarettes. Let's talk to Phil Knox, who helps people to quit with hypnotherapy. Good morning there, Phil.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, there are all sorts of ways to give up. People whom you see, have a lot of them tried some sort of nicotine replacement?
Very often. And I find it interesting that the focus should be so much on the nicotine replacement aspect of things. As you quite rightly say, a lot of people I see have tried that route and unfortunately not been very successful. And obviously, that's why they end up with me. And there is a lot of evidence that, to some extent, that it's not so much the nicotine addiction that people are sort of led to believe sometimes. People before the smoking ban would be working in clubs and pubs up and down the country, many of them non-smokers, many of them ex-smokers. They don't become addicted or re-addicted to smoking or nicotine, if you like.
So what is it then? What you're saying is if it's not actual physical addiction to nicotine driving it, then what is it?
Well, basically, there are a lot of beliefs people have around smoking. Quite often they'll have started smoking amongst the peer group, for instance, and they'll have associated cigarettes with almost a sense of security, fitting in, belonging, being accepted. And they'll have associated all sorts of good and positive feelings when they're in their teenage years. For instance, they may want to appear older, they may want to look more mature. And again, it's all part of being part of the crowd. Unfortunately, many years later, of course, all the reasons for starting have been turned on the head. They don't want to appear older than they actually are. It's now one of the most unsociable things they can do. And, of course, the health aspect comes into it. Because when you're a teenager, which is the time when most people start smoking, they think they're going to live forever. And, of course, most of the people I see, they're more mature. They've got families. They've got good reasons for wanting to live a long, healthy life. And, unfortunately, as we've heard just on the radio show this morning, that 50% of people that smoke, unfortunately, do die prematurely through the habit. And that's what it is. It is a habit. It's not so much, as I say, the chemical aspect of it, is the psychological aspect of it.
Have the Royal College of Physicians got it wrong then, Phil, when they talk about making nicotine replacement more widely available, particularly to people who perhaps have got a very heavy smoking habit and have low incomes?
Well, I think to some extent you have to look at the figures. The average success rate for something like patches would be about 16%. 10% of people stop through willpower alone. One of the biggest studies ever done with nicotine replacement therapy a good few years ago had 72,000 people in it. Again, the success rate among people using gum was about 10%. When you consider that 7% probably would have stopped with willpower alone, that's hardly, to some extent, significant. And again, these figures do actually speak for themselves. They are out there. There is as much evidence against it as there is for it, unfortunately. And in some respects, it's a shame that there is the great focus there is on the nicotine replacement therapy, because when people go down that route, if they are unsuccessful, and again, any method that works, I'm for. I mean, then some people do succeed with that method. So, again, let's not sort of put it down but too much. But again, a lot of people that try that route, it's very painful for them. It's very uncomfortable for them because it's not really made an impact on their desire or urge to smoke. And they then feel put off about going to other methods, and it's a shame.
I read an interview with Dame Diana Rigg about 6 months ago, mm-hmm. who continues to smoke into old age, and says that she associates it with all the good things in life. That's what she said, and no intention of giving up. So is this the problem, that actually what happens is, in an earlier part of your life, you think smoking is a positive element in your whole life plan, and then you can't actually shake that thought off, even when, you know, your practical mind is telling you not a good idea. There's still something almost nostalgic going on.
It's a twofold thing. That does come into it, but there's another aspect to it. And again, it's a misunderstanding that quite often happens around cigarettes. Cigarettes actually remove the stress of the urge to smoke. It satisfies the urge to smoke. So when a person has a cigarette, if they're in a happy situation, by having a cigarette, they remove the stress of the urge to smoke, which allows them to enjoy it even more. It's a bit like taking off a tight pair of shoes. You know, if you're going out somewhere, you've got a tight pair of shoes on, you can't really enjoy it until you take the shoes off. But you take the shoes off, you wouldn't actually accredit the shoes with giving you the enjoyment. But again, unfortunately, because it's such a repetitive behaviour, the removal of the stress is associated with cigarettes. it's more of a relief than anything else. And the same is true of stressful situations. Smokers will often reach for a cigarette in a stressful situation because it relieves the stress of the urge to smoke. It won't necessarily impact upon the stress of the situation at all. And many people that have stopped smoking for years and then started smoking in stressful situations will actually agree with that. But as I say, it perpetuates that illusion that cigarettes help a person deal with stress or enjoy situations more. And to the extent that people think, well, I don't know how I'm going to get through my day without a cigarette. And that's quite often what's going on.
Phil Knox, who helps people to give up smoking by means of hypnotherapy. Phil, thank you very much.